This is Net Profits Radio on the Talk America Radio Network. I'm Jim Wishner, and Janine Bryan is on the line with us. She is the Chief Executive Officer of the Visiting Nurse Association Home Health Systems in Santa Ana, California. The association is issuing each full-time nurse a personal digital assistant designed to help with the paperwork. Also on the line with us from New York City is registered nurse Rosalie Bryan, who is a critical care nurse specialist. And is it making a difference in the care that you can give to patients having this technology?
Actually, yes. Home health nurses, I think, can benefit from it more in the stage that it is in now because of the forms that Janine has helped create and the decreased amount of time that the nurses have to spend at home filling out paperwork, because now it's more electronic and much easier to get the information back to the office. For me, I don't keep patient data on my PDA, but I do keep drug books and reference books on mine, which are much easier to access. And when you have a busy day and you have a patient on a lot of medication that is fairly new, and especially, you know, the new drugs that are coming out, you might not be familiar with the drug. And, you know, the bottom line for nurses is to always check the drug before you give it. But I know in certain circumstances that you don't always have time, or you think you know, or you don't have time to look it up as much as you would prefer. And with an electronic drug book that you can keep in your pocket, literally, you can look it up in a minute and know exactly what you're giving. And I think that would make a huge difference in patient care. Also, the same with the reference books. There's people that come in with, you know, a whole history of illnesses, some that are familiar, you know, hypertension, diabetes, but others are a little bit more obscure that you don't see every day and you might not be familiar with them. And to be able to use the PDA to look it up is very convenient, because then you know that somebody might be having a symptom of some other illness and not something new.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your experience with us. Appreciate it very much. Janine, just a couple of minutes left. Janine Bryan, what is the Visiting Nurses Association?
We have a home health agency that's certified by Medicare, and we take care of patients from birth to all the way up through hospice. We have a large organization that's located, as you've said, in Orange County, and we serve all of Orange County and parts of L.A. County with home health nurses who make periodic visits into patients' homes to carry out a physician-ordered treatment plan.
Where did the idea come from to incorporate PDAs into the nurses' daily schedules?
Well, it came because we needed to figure out a way to increase job satisfaction, accuracy, and speed of the nurses' documentation process.
Okay.
There is a nursing shortage, and we need to make sure this organization is up-to-date and attractive for nurses to want to work here, and we felt that this was cutting-edge technology, and it is an awesome tool for both of those reasons.
And the bottom-line question for you, what impact is this going to have on the patients?
The patients are going to benefit from a well-informed individual taking care of them who has decision support information at her fingertips to advise her if there are problems that she can anticipate. For example, if a patient's on 10 medications, which is the average, she will be able right on the spot to tell if there are some incompatibilities there, and I think patients are going to benefit from that.
Thank you very much for your time. Janine Bryan is the Chief Executive Officer of VNAHHS. That's the Visiting Nurse Association Home Health Systems in Santa Ana, California. And also we were joined in New York City by registered nurse Rosalie Bryan, who is a critical care nurse specialist. I'm Jim Wishner. Net Profits Radio is back in 3 minutes on the Talk America Radio Network.